Masechet Shivi'it, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to give us more examples of plants that have Kiddushat Shivi'it. Mishnah says, Kelipe Rimon, the peel of a pomegranate, Vehanetz Shelo, and its blossom, Kelipe Egozim, the husks of a walnut, the shell of a walnut on the inside, which all of these items that we mentioned here are certain types of dyes, Vehagal'inin, fruit pits that are usually eaten by people or animals. Olive pits are eaten by humans. They're crushed and they produce oil. Date pits are used as animal food. Yesh lahem shevi'it, uldemehen shevi'it. These items have kiddushat shevi'it. And if I sell them, the money now has kiddushat shevi'it. The kiddushat transfers from the produce to the money. And these items also, stam have bi'ur. There's a certain point in time where they're not available in the fields anymore, they rot, and therefore, at a certain point in time, they're not available for the animals, and I have to remove them from my home. This Mishnah is also going to talk about the concept of doing business with Shemitah produce, and then go into other items that are also prohibited to do business with. Mishnah says, Hasava soveya le'atzmo, a dyer is allowed to use dye to dye fabrics for himself, but he's not allowed to dye fabrics for other people as for money, as a business. Because we're not allowed to use perot shevi'it, shemitah produce, as business, and using the dye to make money is considered to be a business activity that is asur. The pasuk in Vayikra tells us, the produce of the land that is not being worked has to be for you, le'ochla, for eating purposes, for you to eat. From here, Hachamim learn out that Shemitah produce is only allowed to be used for eating and other related purposes and not used for money, and not used to make a profit. So what we learn out over here is that only selling something to make a profit is prohibited if it has Kiddushat Shevi'it. That's considered, quote-unquote, to be a business activity. Buying an item and selling it at a higher price. Over here, if we're not making money on the produce, if I'm just selling items, kedushat shevi'it, and not making any money on it, that seems to be, if done in a very limited amount, that seems to be permissible. And the Mishnah is going to continue to talk about using other items that are not allowed to be benefited from for business purposes. They're going to say what is not allowed to do business with. Mishnah continues, Velo ba-bechorot. We're not allowed to do business with firstborn animals that have a blemish either. A person usually has to give the firstborn animals to the Kohen. The Kohen has to now bring the Bechor as a Korban in the Beit HaMikdash. And other Kohanim or members of their household are allowed to eat from that Korban. But if a Bechor has a blemish on it, it's disqualified from being brought in the Beit HaMikdash as an offering, but it's still given to a Kohen. The Kohen doesn't bring it as a Korban, but he's allowed to slaughter it and eat it wherever he wants, or he's allowed to sell it. But there are certain restrictions to that animal. He's not allowed to work it. He's not allowed to shear its wool, etc. So even though here, the Kohen is allowed to sell the Korban that has a blemish on it, Hachamim outlawed that sale. They said, if we allow the Kohanim to sell the Bechor with a blemish, what are Kohanim going to do possibly? They'll leave the Korban, the Bechor, around for a while, and then they'll delay the slaughter, and eventually the Kohen is going to get a blemish, and then they're going to sell that animal. So Hachamim were nervous that the Kohanim were going to play a little game over here and wait for the Korban that was designated to get a blemish, and therefore they weren't going to bring it anymore, and they now have the ability to sell it. So we're not allowed to do any business with firstborn animals, af al pi, even though they may have a blemish on them. Velo ba terumot, we're also not allowed to sell terumah. Terumah is a portion of produce that is set aside and given to a Kohen only in Eretz Yisrael. It's obviously forbidden to a non-Kohen. Non-Kohen cannot eat the terumah. And Hachamim, they were osed, they prohibited doing business with terumah, because if it was stored around like merchandise, people were going to treat it in a demeaning manner, and eventually it was going to be eaten by a non-kohen, which is a major avera, and therefore they prohibited any business to be done with terumah. Velo ba nevelot, velo ba terefot, velo ba shekatsim, velo ba remasim. Same thing with nevelot. A nevela is a dead animal that was slaughtered not in a correct way, or died on its own, a according to the Torah, a person is not allowed to eat a nevelah. A nevelah is considered to be a not kosher animal, and on a Torah level, you can't eat it. We'll run through the next few, and then we'll go back and explain them. Veloba terefot, same thing with a animal that was wounded, has some sort of defect, and a person knows clearly that not kosher, can't eat that either. Veloba shekatzim, shekatzim are types of sea creatures, either not kosher fish or seahorses, frogs, not kosher birds, and other flying creatures, flies, mosquitoes, bees, or other land-based animals like snakes or scorpions. All of these, again, you're not allowed to eat. Velo baremasim. Remasim are insects. All of what we mentioned, these four items, nevelot, terufot, shekatzim, urmasim, are prohibited for a person to eat mideoraita, from the Torah. It's clear that you can't eat them from the Torah. But hachamim have a rule. Anytime, as the Bar Tanura points out, kol davar shisuro mina Torah, anything that is prohibited to eat from the Torah, asur la'asot bo sehora, a person is not allowed to do business with them. You can't use them for business purposes to buy and sell. So therefore, all of these four types of animals that we just listed are not allowed to be sold because they're designated usually for eating purposes. So if they're asur from the Torah for eating, you're not allowed to do business with them. But the Bar Tanura points out that in terms of a hamor, a donkey, or a gamal, a camel, or a sus, a horse, etc., those types of animals, even though they're not kosher on the Torah level, hachamim were not gozer. The rabbis did not decree against a person doing business, selling horses or camels, etc., because they're not usually designated for eating purposes. She says, melachtan hem gedelim. They're raised for work. Usually you do a certain type of work with a camel or a horse, etc. Therefore, a person is allowed to do sehora with those types of animals. As we stated earlier in the Mishnah, a person is not allowed to sell produce that's Shevi'it, that has Kiddushat Shevi'it, during the Shemitah year, unless he's doing it without any profit. If he's doing it without any profit, it becomes allowed. But Hachamim were nervous about the whole thing. Hachamim were nervous that people are going to sell things that were had Kiddushat Shevi'it. So they even forbade a person from picking produce from the ground and then selling it for no profit because it looked like business activity. It resembles business activity. So they didn't allow a person to pick produce and sell it himself. So they gave over here a out. They gave a exception to the rule how a person could do it where there is no prohibition, where it doesn't appear like a business activity. Mishnah says, V'lo yiyeh lokeach yakot sadeh. A person is not allowed to pick vegetables of the field in order to sell them, u'mocher bashuk, and sell them in the shuk because it looks like business activity. Aval hu loket ubro mocher al yado. But he's allowed to pick the vegetables and then hand them over to his son, who is allowed to sell them instead of him, since it's not him himself who's engaging in the business activity. When he went to pick them, it's not connected to the actual selling. It's two different people doing two different parts of the job. It doesn't look like he's engaging in business. So he's picking. It looks like he's taking it home to eat. And then his son is doing the selling. So it doesn't look like a person is picking Kiddushat Shevi'it in order to sell them, even though all of this is talking about a case where no one is doing it for any profit. Mishnah continues, Lakach le'atzmo v'hitir. If a person picked Shemitah produce for the purpose of eating it for himself, and he had some left over, he didn't finish everything that he wanted to eat, mutar le'ochran, in that situation, he's allowed to sell it, he's even allowed to sell it himself, because the picking happened without the business in mind. So therefore, selling whatever is left over does not resemble a business activity whatsoever.